Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. According to published reports, Albertsons LLC has purchased the vacant Shopko store in Powell. The 28,500-square-foot store has been vacant since Shopko declared bankruptcy last year, and speculation as to the disposition of the building has been rampant around town ever since, one rumor even circulating that Kanye West had bought the property. Calls left with Albertsons were not returned at press time, so it's still not known exactly what the large chain store plans are for Powell. Albertsons operates 2,260 retail food and drug stores across the nation. Area farmers hit hard by an early freeze last October have qualified for assistance from the United States Department of Agriculture. The unwelcome weather last fall forced farmers to leave up to a third of the harvest in the ground, with harsh economic impacts felt across the region. According to Rick Rodriguez, vice chairman of the Western Sugar Cooperative Board, federal assistance could be in the form of low-interest loans and grants. Wyoming is not the only state feeling the pain, as farmers in North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and Colorado also had problems with freezing temperatures. According to Rodriguez, 2019 will go down as one of the toughest years farmers have gone through in years.
Drive safe. Keep back from the snowplow's track. Challenges are created when motorists share the road with snowplows. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. When you encounter a snowplow, be visible. Turn on your headlights. Slow down. Keep to the right side of the road. Don't pass. It's safer behind the plow. Be cautious. Plows create snow clouds. Watch for flashing yellow and blue lights. Stay back. The snow plow operator will let you pass. Drive safe this winter, and please buckle up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A fire broke out in a historic Cody home. The house, located on Rumsey Avenue, originally was built in 1906 and was undergoing renovation when the chimney fire broke out. Cody firemen responded Monday evening and were able to keep the damage to a minimum. Sean Collier, city building inspector for Cody, said damage is mostly contained to walls, with some floors affected. A central support beam will need to be replaced. Firefighters are being credited with saving the historic building from more extensive damage. A Natrona County judge on Wednesday afternoon sentenced a Casper man to 10 to 15 years imprisonment for sexually assaulting an elderly woman with dementia. The sentence was the maximum allowable under a plea Antonio Trullio struck with prosecutors. The prison term, however, was not lengthy enough for the victim's family. Before Judge Daniel Forgy sentenced Trullio, three of the now deceased woman's family members told the judge they viewed the agreement as inappropriately lenient. Ultimately, though, Forgy accepted the deal and imposed the decade-long sentence. The hearing was more than 4 months in the making. Although prosecutors had initially charged Trullio with three felonies, a single count of first-degree sexual assault, a count of third-degree sexual assault, and a count of abuse of a vulnerable adult, he pleaded guilty in August to the third-degree charge. Prosecutors dismissed the other two counts. Trullio entered the plea pursuant to Alford, which is a legal process that allows a person to plead guilty without admitting to the crime. His attorney, Rob Oldman, said during an August hearing that Trullio was too intoxicated to remember the crime. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.